Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we'll look back at last week's message titled The Kingdom's Fall. We'll look ahead to this upcoming message titled Daniel in Exile. And then we'll take a little bit of a look at 1 Peter chapter 2, where Peter gives us clear advice as followers of Jesus Christ. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, to kick things off, after a one-week unintended time off, as we had some technical difficulties in recording, I wanted to jump back in and realize this is episode 20. When I started out 5 months ago, I wasn't sure how this was going to go, but I've been incredibly encouraged, and I pray that this podcast each week does bring encouragement and it helps equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. So for those that have been listening, whether it's been 1 week or 20 weeks, as this is episode 20, I want to say thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate it greatly. Well, last week, I took a look at the fall of the southern kingdom in Israel. We spent most of the time looking at 2 Kings chapter 21 and 23, with also some look at the prophet Jeremiah in his writings in Lamentations. Well, we saw Israel finally come to the end of their reign. They had, for many, many years and through many, many kings and long journeys, had constantly and repeatedly disobeyed the Lord. And finally, God brought that judgment to the southern kingdom. We did see, though, that even in the midst of this, even in the midst of being exiled out, we realized through the prophets that one day a remnant or a small gathering of these Israelites would, in fact, return back to their land. And while they didn't know it at the time, it was going to be some 70 years before they would return back. And that would eventually lead to the right surroundings so that Jesus, the Son of God, would come to this earth and be the Messiah for all. We ended up the service looking at Lamentations chapter 3, verses 24 through 28. And this is what I want to again bring everything back to this, that even in the midst of awful things and bad things happening, although Israel deserved it because of the sin against God, God still showed his love to them and gave them hope. And in Lamentations 3, starting in verse 22, it says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him." And it's in this that we find hope. And it's in this that Israel, God's people, found hope as well. Looking ahead to this week's message, we're going to look at the book of Daniel in this time of exile. You know, Daniel's a unique book because it's part history, part accounting to what happened in the life of Daniel, but also part prophecy. The back half of the book points to the coming Messiah and even beyond that. And so it's kind of a unique book that's in a unique place. And so because of this prophetic nature of the second half of the book, it's grouped with the other prophets. But in this message, what we're going to see is how God sent Babylon to be the conquering nation of the southern kingdom and take away some of their best and brightest young men and others to Babylon. And in the process of this, a man named Daniel and three of his friends, who are better known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were taken to Babylon and were sent into this school, kind of an indoctrination, if you will, where they were taught everything over again, from how to eat to what they learned to what their role was going to be. Well, through these four men's life, we see three stories that we're going to talk about this week. One centered around their diet. And the question that I will ask is your diet matching God's diet? The second is when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a clear opportunity to discount God and to turn away from him and bow down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar had created, and they chose not to. They stand firm and said, "We will not dishonor our God." We got to see how their allegiance was put to the test, and it stood the test, and they did amazing things standing up for God even to the point where they were thrown into a fire where they should have died, and God rescued them. The final story will be specifically talking about Daniel and how he was very loyal in his convictions of praying to God on a regular and consistent basis was something he did all the time. He was so successful that the other members of the same court were trying to find ways to discount Daniel, to put him down, to get him in trouble, but he was such an upright man that they couldn't find anything. So they resorted to getting the king, Darius, to create a decree that you're no longer allowed to pray to anybody else but him for 30 days. And so Daniel found out about this, and he just said, listen, I'm going to do what God calls me to do. So he did pray, and then this is that famous story of him getting in trouble by the king because he went against the decree and was thrown into the lion's den. Now, he should have died that day, most definitely, but God had other plans. And so we'll look at these messages and these stories and how they show us how we can live lives worthy of the calling that God has given us. I'm excited for this message, and I can't wait to dive into these stories this Sunday. Where I want to spend the rest of my time today, though, is in this idea of living a life worthy of our calling. In other words, living a life so that we exemplify God. You know, we will end up in 1 Peter chapter 2 this week a little bit as part of this story because Peter talks about these same ideals that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel lived out. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 2, we see these verses starting in verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Verse 10, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And so Peter is reminding us that we are set apart. This idea that we have a privilege. That's the first thing I want you to see is we have a privilege because we are called the priesthood of God. We belong to him. See, in the Old Testament, there was a priest that was set in place that was the go-between between the people and God. But when Jesus Christ came to this earth, died on a cross for our sins, and was risen from the dead, he became our intercessor. And now we can go directly to God through the person and the work of Jesus Christ in his work on the cross. See, we have such a privilege. We have such a privilege that we can go directly to him because of the work of Jesus on the cross. And that's what Peter is saying is you are a chosen people. By believing in Jesus, you receive that righteousness, that holiness, that whatever all in all that he is, we receive this upon ourselves, and we have the ability to go right to God and say and directly and pray, and this is such a privilege. The second thing we see in here is that we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility. We are called out of the darkness into this wonderful light. Once we were not a people of mercy that received mercy, but now we are, and we have this responsibility to tell others. Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, where it tells us that we are a new creation, and because of this, we are Christ's ambassadors. In other words, we are a spokesperson. So not only do we have the privilege of going directly to God, but we have a responsibility then of taking that gospel message and taking it to others. Paul goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that not only that, but we have the ministry and the message of reconciliation. We've been given that. We have been given that, and we speak for the very name of Christ if we are in him. And so that responsibility is very real. And finally, we have a priority. We have a priority to put him first, to put him, Jesus Christ, above all else. And that is our top message. So not only are we privileged because we are now the royal priesthood of God, and we are followers of Jesus and we are chosen people, but we have a responsibility to take that message, but we also have the priority in our life to put that first. Well, just like Daniel, who was a man above reproach, that could not be put down, that could not find any fault in him. If we continue on in 2 Peter, we see this in verse 11 and 12. He says, "Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live," here we go, "such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits." One of the impressive things we'll see this Sunday in Daniel chapter 6 is that once Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, the king really didn't want to do it, but he had made a decree and he had to follow along with that. And in the midst of this, he puts Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel is saved and brought out of the lion's den and he is safe the next day. And the king says this, he says that, "Lift up the God of Daniel because he deserves all the glory." And in the same way, let our lives live in such a way and be such an example that God gets the glory, remembering that we have a privilege of being chosen by him. We have a responsibility to tell others about this amazing gift that we have been given, and we should always put him first in our life and have priority over all other things. Well, I hope this message finds you well, and I just wanted to remind you that if anything we talked about today didn't make sense or you have a question about that, that we have a link in the show notes that allows you to submit a question to the pastor, to me, and I will take that in looking at the passage and your question, and I will get back to you and help you understand, I hope, the passage. That's the goal anyways. Well, it's been a privilege. Thank you for tuning in for 20 episodes, and I hope that you turn in for the next 20 and beyond. With that said, I hope this message today has equipped and encouraged you in your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.